the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And sometimes you're on the right side, other times you're on the wrong. And last night was the latter. Because your boy here, and we talked about this in all of its gory and glorious detail, we had Baylor laying, I believe, on the podcast at 8.5. I ended up locking it in at 8, Lundy, and I also had it at 9. So basically we had it tiered three different ways. And, you know, Baylor did exactly what I expected to do against Kansas. It came out. They socked the Jayhawks in the mouth early on. I had the first half line at -4.5 on Baylor, so that cashed. That was great. Things are rocking and rolling. Credit to Kansas. They showed incredible guts and fortitude in the second half. They trimmed it well into the single digits, not once, but twice, only for Baylor to counter-strike with their own stretch and their own deep run to push the lead back into double figures. Then we get to the waning moments of the game. Baylor is up comfortably. I think they're up like 13. They end up turning the ball over with under a minute to go. Just got a little sloppy with it. Kansas comes down, gets a quick dunk. They set their defense. Baylor gets it back in. They get fouled. They're, you know, it's like made shots, missed shots, whatever. All I know is this. Kansas has a ball with like 1.5 seconds to go. They inbound it in at the half court line. Tien catches it. At the half-court line, heaves it, banks it in, Kansas backdoor cover, and I lose my shit. Unbelievable.
I thought of you the moment I saw that shot go up because I thought, oh, God, here comes the cover, here comes the cover, here comes the cover. And not only does he make it, but he banks
it in from half-court.
Oh, it was good. Brad, I'll share with you, since obviously you know you put me on the spot yesterday trying to make this call because my wife is a Jayhawk. Early on in the game, I believe Baylor was up 26-13. The direct quote from my wife was, "I'm not watching this shit. I'm getting in the hot tub."
And she had to cleanse her soul in the warm waters there in your backyard. Hey, you know what? Credit her, Kansas Jayhawks. I mean, they fought, scratched and clawed their way back in the game. I thought they were going to get blown out by like 25 or 30. That's how good Baylor is with their switches, their athleticism, their defense. I mean, it's just insane. The Bears and the Gonzaga Bulldogs, clearly the top two teams right now in college basketball. So, with that in mind, an early reverse bonus time I'm going to give you because I got to wash away the bitterness. And we got a loaded podcast today with more college basketball selections and a player prop play in the NBA. But I'm going to take Utah State -8 against Colorado State, this one being played in Logan. Look, CSU is entirely three-dependent. Over 43% of their shots come from beyond the arc so far in Mountain West play. They're netting 41% per game within Mountain West action. Now, you look at Utah State, they're the top three-point percentage D in that conference. They're giving up just 0.729 points per possession overall in league play. And the Aggies also generate a ton of second-chance opportunities. And then Cada and Bean inside give them an enormous advantage. So hopefully Utah State -8 will wipe away that terrible memory of last night and the banked three-pointer at the buzzer from freaking half court. So Kansas gets the backdoor cover. All right, with that,
if it didn't sting so much, I'd be laughing even harder.
I've been on way too many wrong sides of those instances during my college basketball betting career. Look, if you want to get in on college basketball or anything else, you need to do so right now at DraftKings Sportsbook. And the return we've all been waiting for is finally here. UFC's most notorious, notorious icon is stepping back into the octagon this Saturday. Be sure to check out DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the UFC for a shot to turn $1 into $257. That's right. New users can bet $1 on McGregor to win by knockout in the first round. And if he does, you'll be cashing in $257. Bet a little, win a lot. It's that simple. So here's what you got to do. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that promo code FTN when you sign up to turn $1 into $257 if McGregor wins by first-round knockout. Place your bet and watch the fists fly this weekend. That's code FTN for new players to get $257 if McGregor wins by first-round knockout for a limited time. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Colorado, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania residents only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. With that, on this Tuesday edition, it's time for another Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, let's talk a load of college basketball slate. I'm really excited. A lot of marquee matchups, a lot of pivotal games in conference action. And let's go to the Big Ten. And let's talk the Boilers versus the Buckeyes. Battle of the Bees in that league. And I am taking Ohio State, Brutus Buckeye, -4.5. Now, you know, I've been playing a lot of Boiler lines, and they've been covering machines here of late, but I don't like this matchup because it is strength on strength, and Ohio State is getting healthy, and they are surging right now overall. Again, these are mirror images of one another statistically. They're both solid rebounding teams. I can't wait for the matchup between Travion Williams and E.J. Liddell. Really, though, it boils down to this. Can Ohio State take advantage of Purdue's mistakes? Purdue has turned it over at an obscene 19% of its possessions clip in Big Ten play. So those self-inflicted wounds could again haunt them. Also, OSU really demoralizes opponents at the free throw line. They get there early, they get there often, and they usually cash in. 21.3% of their points in Big Ten play have come on those freebies as they're netting 74.1%. So again, kind of an even Steven matchup statistically, but I think the turnover game and Ohio State getting the line and cashing in will get them the cover at -4.5 in the end. Fade or follow?
I will follow on this one, my friend. Ohio State covering 8 out of their 14 games so far against the spread. I think the free throw line, very key in this one. Like this Big Ten matchup. Good little teaser to a fantastic Fade 5 today.
Yeah, no doubt, baby. Buckeyes need to make me some bucks.
Number 4.
All right, let's go to the SEC. Let's talk about the surging Alabama Crimson Tide going down to Baton Rouge to take on the LSU Tigers. And I like the visitors here. Catching a point. If you want to throw it down on the money line, at tape time, it was Alabama -105. And that, I think, is actually a smarter play. Reduce the juice. Because I think the Tide are going to win this thing straight up. Yes, the Bruner injury stings this Alabama club. But they still have depth. And they are balanced across the board. Unblemished. 6-0 so far in SEC play. They have a blanketing defense, giving up just 0.893 points per possession within league action. Also surrendering just 25.9% from beyond the arc and only 41.3% inside of it. The Tide are shooting over 39% in SEC action from downtown. LSU, though, rather stingy, unforgiving when it comes to three-point percentage D, allowing just 27.4%. The free throw game in this one, I think, will also prove crucial. Alabama has got to keep Thomas and Watford and Days and Smart off the line. 22% of the Tigers' points come on those freebies. But again, it's all about the balance. It's the fact that Alabama can make it rain outside. And Nate Oates, who is a former math teacher, the head coach of Alabama, I think is a statistical genius. And the Tide, who have been battle-tested, remember they won at Tennessee convincingly earlier this year, I think they're going to do the same tonight in Baton Rouge. Fade or follow, Alabama +1 on the road.
I will take the Roll Tide, and I also like your call, Brad, of the idea of maybe reducing the juice and just going ahead and grabbing the money line. When you sit there at that +1 point, you might as well go ahead and take the money line. Alabama so far covering 9 out of their 14 games, and Brad, they have covered 7 in a row
against the spread.
They are hot right now. I would absolutely take this one. I agree with you on maybe even just sliding right over to the money line, reduce that juice down, and look for Bama to win yet again. in conference play.
Sweet home Alabama.
Number three.
All right, moving on to our MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Monkey Knife Fight player prop of the day, of course, presented by MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Go there now. Use the promo code FTN. And when you sign up, you get a free $5 game on the house. It's just player props across all of your favorite sports, whether it's the NFL, whether it's college sports, or the NBA, which you're going to get to a pick in a moment. You just go over, under, more or less on your favorite player statistical categories. You stream them together in packs of two all the way up to six. The more you hit, the more you cash. Have an MKF in good time at MonkeyKnifeFight.com. And let's talk about a team here in our backyard, the Denver Nuggets. They are playing the Oklahoma City Thunder, and a member of that team, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. I am digging the over on 1.5 threes made in this one. SGA is shooting 39.1% from beyond the arc here of late. Actually, 40.5% on the entire season. The Nuggets, meanwhile, number 27 in the NBA in three-point percentage. They're also number 25 in defensive efficiency, giving up 1.098 points per possession. So that is a downside of this Denver team, is just botting up, guarding up guys. SGA, a player that is averaging over 34 minutes per game here in his last eight, has been getting this done consistently, is over an 8 of 12 contests on the season. And a little bonus time, Lundy. I also like the PRA for Gilgeous-Alexander, which is at 30.5. He has hit this over in 5 of his last 6. A guy that's averaging 21.6 points per game on the season, 5.3 boards per contest, and 6.2 assists per game. So he is definitely a stat sheet stuffer. So fade or follow Shai Gilgeous-Alexander over 1.5 threes made. Are you with me on the over 30.5 with the PRA?
I will actually follow on both of those. If you want a little extra one, by the way, Oklahoma City right now, I think catching 9.5. I would take that as well, because right now with the way the Nuggets have started this season, very different than you saw in the Orlando bubble. Defense is not showing up right now for Denver. They were doing a lot of much better defense, much better communication out on the court, playing defense, being able to switch up, being able to protect the boards. They were doing that a lot better in the bubble than they have so far starting off this season. So with that in mind, if they're not going to have that perimeter defense, and remember, a lot of changes to that Denver roster compared to what we saw in Orlando that made it to the conference finals, then he's going to be open on the outside. And Denver is extremely generous from beyond the arc. So, yes, I think he can make the two. Yes, I think he can hit the PRA. And I would take Oklahoma City to cover the 9.5, because there's nothing about this Denver team that says to me double-digit win.
Bring the thunder, SGA.
Number two.
All right, let's go back to the college hardwood. Let's talk a little more Big Ten action, actually. Maryland and Michigan, and I'm going to lay the 10 here with the Wolverines. Look, Maryland's been battle-tested. They won at Illinois. They won at Wisconsin. This is a team that has, you know, really played up to its level of competition away from College Park. But, you know, Michigan, I think they want to, you know, try to shake off the bitterness of their first loss of the season and their worst offensive performance of the year, too, at Minnesota over the weekend, just netting 0.80 points per possession. This is still a juggernaut on O. Juwan Howard's club, number one in the league in effective field goal percentage offense, two-point percentage offense, and shooting 77.2%. at the charity stripe. They also can really lock down along the perimeter, and that's where Maryland can keep this game close. 42.2% of Maryland shots come from distance. You also throw in the fact that Maryland is number 12 in offensive efficiency and number 11 in defensive efficiency in Big Ten play, and I don't think they're going to have a three-peat in terms of marquee victories away from home. I think Michigan rolls in this one, like they've been doing against most of their opponents inside Chrysler the entire year. So fade or follow the maize and blue minus 10.
I will fade you on this one, my friend. I like Michigan for the win, but I don't like it up at that big of a number. I think that's too many points. I think Maryland can keep it closer than that. It's one of those that I feel like Michigan is going to have that you know, call it 7, 8, 9 point lead, and they're just going to kind of sit there like a bobber in the water, just kind of moving along. And I think by the time it's all said and done, it might not be as bad of a beat as you dealt with last night between Baylor and KU. But I do think that Maryland manages to cover this, keeps it in single digits. Michigan for the win, but Maryland for the cover.
Lock that back door, Wolverines.
Number one.
All right. Last and certainly not least, let's talk the Duke Blue Devils traveling to Pitt to face the Panthers. And I like the home team here. I'm going to take Pittsburgh +3.5. This one's getting bet up. It opened up at a 2-point line, and people are thinking the Blue Devils are good. This is inexplicable to me. Duke and North Carolina are unranked for the first time since 1982 when I was 4 freaking years old. So it's been an eternity since both of these teams have been mediocre. Pittsburgh, meanwhile, you know, a team that's kind of a fringe tournament squad. But look, I will give Duke credit. Matthew Hurt is so good. No doubt about that. His inside-outside scoring ability, he is a du jour in those areas. But Duke has been bedeviled by its defensive inadequacy. They're giving up 54% inside the arc in ACC play and over 42% beyond it. Pitt number one in ACC action and adjusted defensive efficiency, giving up to 0.926 points per possession. And Justin Champagne and Adiz Toney, these guys are rebounding machines. Champagne's averaging like 17 and 12 a game, which is insane to me. So both of these guys, that they're going to command the interior, wipe the glass, and ultimately bounce Duke. So if you want to go a little, you know, extra action here, I think sprinkling a little dough on the money line is a smart play. But I'm going to take the points on the +3.5 because I think it's going to be nip and tuck all the way down the end. And yes, Duke royally sucks. They are that bad. I'm not even sure they're going to make the tournament the way that they're playing right now. Who would have thunk it, Lundy? So fade or follow the Panthers +3.5 against the Dukies, baby.
Well, I like your call about the idea with the money line, but if they're going to give me 3.5 points, I'm definitely going to go ahead and take it. But that money line right now at DraftKings Sportsbook, as of recording time, sitting at +140. That's a pretty number. Pittsburgh playing really good defensively outside the arc. And I saw the stat that said Duke is attempting threes on just over 38% of their field goal attempts. So Duke trying to live and die from outside the arc. Well, guess what? That's where Pittsburgh tries to make you die, because they've got very good defense outside the arc, holding their opponents to 24%. So something's got to give there. And my guess is that this not so stellar Blue Devils team is not going to look very good tonight. I think Pittsburgh's got a chance on the money line, but for sure, if the book's willing to give me a few points, I'll take it.
Oh, poor Coach K. Oh, I feel so sorry for him. Not at all. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Fade the Noise podcast. Please follow Lundy on Twitter at Nate Lundy. Follow me on that platform at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review, which kindly really helps out our show. And check out, too, FTNBets.com, FTNFantasy.com, and FTN Daily.com for all of your sports betting and fantasy sports content needs. Use that promo code Evans, EVANS, to score 10% off your subscription today. And until next time, as always, fade or follow. That is up to you.
Fade the noise.